Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then open your mouth. Say something, do something, make a change. It's that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Rachel, Zoe's going to join me right after the break. Alfonso Rachel, somebody we love, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. Hey, she's gone. Now, until she's gone, I'm not so sure I believe all of that. Nancy Pelosi, actually, the one of the speakers, spokesholes, was very, very upset that a reporter, I guess he pre-recorded or pre-reported that she was leaving, that she was stepping down. The top aide at Nancy Pelosi's office is getting chewed out by critics after he attacked a reporter who accurately revealed the top Democrat plans ahead of Thursday's speech. Now, Pelosi announced from the House floor that she will not seek re-election as leader of the House. Right? Or at the Democratic conference. After nearly 20 years in her position. But she'll remain in Congress to help. She'll be a big help, right? On Monday, Puck News, yes, Puck News, writer Tara Pellman, she shared her scoop revealing Pelosi had made her decision to step down and pass the torch to Representative Hakeem Jeffries. A Democrat out of New York. Now, nothing in this reporting is correct. That's according to Pelosi's office. Right? Drew Hamill. Now, as the speaker just started yesterday on national TV, stated, she'll make a decision once all the votes have been counted. She's not thinking about her future at the moment. Which is probably a lie. She saw it coming. She knew what was happening. She's not a stupid lady. Hamill further took aim at Pal Murray on Twitter, even before Puck News published her report, attacking her credibility that, frankly, it ultimately showed that she was right. Don't you love how they do this? They accuse us of lying, of being wrong, of stretching the truth. And then if you just hang out long enough, you watch what happens. Find out that we are true. That we are right. Anyway, I get a kick out of it. It's always something to hear from Tara from Puck News, who has zero sourcing of Pelosi world, but has consistently tried to break news nevertheless. Since she rarely includes my responses, I'll go ahead and tweet before she posts to say that nothing in her reporting is correct. And again, come to find out, everything's correct. They just love to lie. And I'm starting to believe that maybe in their particular DNA strand, there is a lying gene, and they just can't help themselves. And maybe we should stop making fun of them for it. No, really, I don't know any other way to put it. Obviously, she touched a nerve. She got somebody nuts over there. Right? Hours before Pelosi gave her speech, Palmieri reported that the speaker shared all of that in her speech. Again, she was attacked by Hamill. You know, he must really just hate her. I mean, these guys really do have a problem with this. Right? And they just can't contain themselves. When you hate somebody that much, I've been a recipient of it. You have to continue lying. I have somebody who comes up to my school board meetings on a regular basis. Says that my Facebook pages were pulled because of hate speech. It's a lie. But it makes them feel better. I guess they sleep better at night. Being able to lie like that. So, anyway, one writer says, after publicly tarring my colleague, Tara, and calling her a liar for her absolutely correct reporting all week that Speaker Pelosi was going to step down, I think Drew Hamill owes Tara an apology. Not going to happen. Right? You know that. They never apologize. They see that, first of all, it's admitting that they were wrong. Can't do that. You know, if you get a copy of my book, written, God, actually, it was released the month that Trump won. And the first chapter in the book has to do with absolutes. Absolutely not. The Democrat Party would not allow you to have an absolute. You can't have a definite right or a definite wrong. You can't. And that's what goes on here. They can't be seen, or they will not have it known that they could or would be wrong. So even though everything the woman said was true and right and real, the reporter who said she was lying, or the person from Pelosi's office said she was lying, will not retract any of it. Amazing. Joe Messina, not surprising, just amazing. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want you to go ahead and head up to the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening there as well. Let me bring him on. I always have a good time with him. And, you know, Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. We get to partake of his sage wisdom and make it sure. God, he is the host of the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, Zopian Den, and soon to restart soulfoodradio.net. And, hey, how are we doing this week?
I'm waiting with bated breath, I guess, for all the elections. Have the elections stopped yet? Are they all wrapped up?
No, don't we go right into the next year, don't we, or something? I don't even know.
Okay, well, then I can't relax, man. I'm just going to be on edge until we're done.
But they're still printing ballots. Give them a break, okay? It's going to take a little time to get there. How was it that third world nations, I mean, France just had an election with 36 million people. And by 10:30 that night, they had pretty much counted every ballot that there was. And we, what's it take us? We are now in the second week after the election.
Jeez, man. I was like, no, you guys have to wait. We're going to have to go cut down some more trees and so we can make some more paper and print and print these.
Frankie's ballots. Still working on it.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys are raping the earth, you liberals, and keeping this going, you hypocrites.
It's never. It's just amazing to me, always. I don't know. So, we got some pretty good news today, didn't we?
I hope so. Unless I tune into your show, I ain't going to find about it, so I'm waiting for you to break it to me, man.
Well, it's what a ding-dong, the witch is dead. She's gone. Never to be heard. Well, I shouldn't say never to be heard. From the now, don't be writing nasty stuff. I'm not wishing death to Nancy herself. Just the position she has held in a stronghold for so long. Well, now at least she'll have enough time now to get a solid sense of set of dentures that won't keep falling out of her mouth. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
Man, but okay, I'm going to be the guy to go wee-wee in the punch bowl, though, man, because it's hard for me to celebrate something like that when it's like, hey, Republicans, you mean y'all didn't have what it took? This woman basically had to give up her position. She aged out of this position rather than, like, where were the Republicans who were able to, like, you know, hey, we're going to take the spot. You just don't deserve it, right? You're not doing anything except causing problems and blaming somebody else. Beat it, lady. You know, but it didn't work out that way.
No, totally with you on that one. But look, here's the deal. And I don't know how much of this you've actually gone in and looked at and really paid attention to. But you know, the bottom line with it was that we blew. And when I say we, I don't mean you and I. I mean the quote-unquote establishment blew this, okay? Kevin McCarthy, you know, McConnell and those guys there. I don't know if they're still stupid and they're playing by 1950s rules or, you know, they've got a pony in the game that we haven't seen yet, if you know what I mean. Okay, and it's better that it runs this way because then they don't have to take the heat for not. Think about something. When Trump was in office, like him, hate him, whatever, when he was in office and he made things happen, they either had to step up or make fun of him. One of the two. The only two. They had no way to wiggle out. Yeah. And that's what they're afraid of. They are afraid that they won't have any wiggle room. Don't you agree?
Indeed, man. And one thing's for certain, man, between the establishment and rhinos and stuff like that, and I may not be the standard Trump supporter. You know, I voted for him, and I definitely prefer him in office than Biden. But, you know, please, folks, even if you're a Republican voter and you may not be a fan of Trump, y'all don't join liberals in this hatred. They could take a cue from them. If you see how much they hate Trump, this is one of those times where it's be like, you know what? I don't want to follow. I don't want to go along with them on this one.
No.
You know? Yeah.
I don't want anything bad to happen to Nancy. We're not called to hate on people, okay?
Absolutely.
I'm hoping someday she actually finds Jesus and not the gardener. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Savior, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, truly. And I don't want any sickness on her. I don't want any death on her. I just don't know how these people do what they do with a straight face. So,
yeah.
I want to come back and have some fun with you. You know, I've been having this blue line flag issue in the town that I live in. And what have you. And the NAACP keeps coming up, and the leader of the NAACP has said on several occasions that we really don't understand because we've not lived there, and she's talking about the black community, we've not lived their life.
Huh.
And, you know, they have a picture on their website. I got to get your reaction to this. They have a picture on their website that has the blue line flag right next to the Nazi flag. And it says, this flag represents hate and divisiveness. Okay? And I'm thinking, really? So when did cops kill over 6 million Jews? And if you want to even narrow it down to the black community, when did cops kill over 6 million black men or women? I mean, look at what they do this all the time. Called Nazis, Hitlers, racists, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. So I want to go a little further with this. There was a school in Los Angeles. I'll call them out by name because I have to anyway. Millikan High School. Now, we've never had acts of racial violence in my community, not physical violence. And they were afraid to come up here because people carried a blue line flag, which showed that that we had white supremacists and we had people like that up in our community. So they were afraid to come up here. They wanted a police escort. All right? Because the flag is a sign of hatred, and the people carrying it must be hateful people. Millikan High School. Now, slow down for a second here. Robert A. Millikan, the high school and the football team, came up here. Robert A. Millikan was a eugenicist. Okay? And the school that these kids go to, so afraid of what they're coming up to the blue line flag thing, the school is named after a guy that wanted to wipe out their population. Caltech, California college system, even took his name off the school, one of their schools, because of his affiliation with a group that actually, what is it called? It's called the Human Betterment Foundation. The Betterment Foundation was a eugenics foundation. Not even a blink from the head of the NAACP. Like, yeah, okay, whatever. Seriously? And they want us to take them seriously. We'll talk more about this inside the brain. Joe was in your house. I knew you'd get, I get a smile out of you on this. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces her plans for her future on the House floor Thursday.
With great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Pelosi's announcement paves the way for current caucus chair Hakeem Jeffries to succeed her after months of steadily building support. Border agents confront drug smugglers off the coast of Puerto Rico.
Multiple U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents were shot while boarding a suspected smuggling boat off the coast of Puerto Rico Thursday morning. It took place 14 miles off the coast of Cabo Rojo, Puerto Rico. That's on the southwest part of the island. The agents are being airlifted to a Puerto Rico trauma center. No other details were released at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe G, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Easily put, be part of the solution. You do that by getting information. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to as Zoe, and he is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy, Bible Study, the Zoloft, and soon to return soulfoodradio.net. So we were talking off air about that piece I was just telling you about, and I just find it, not just with me, I find it interesting that the NAACP and others like it, other groups like it. When you show them the reality, when you show them the reality of the Margaret Sangers of the world, show them her words, show him her speeches, or show them her speeches, it's almost like it falls on deaf ears and they didn't hear a word you said.
Yeah.
Just like when I was talking about this eugenicist thing, or eugenics. I mean, the reality of the matter is they wanted to sterilize. They wanted to force sterilize people that were, you know, had lesser value. Groups to be inferior, what have you. And they were very specific about it. If you read through, it was the black community. And yet, not a word, nothing. I don't get how people fall for this stuff. I just don't get it.
Oh, man. Hey, well, we study the word, man, and we know exactly why people get it, man. And, and let's not leave out that Margaret Sanger was a Democrat. But, you know, the Democrat Party has changed. I'm like, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you guys really didn't read her writings, did you? You guys, you haven't read the modus operandi of the Democrat Party. If you think that they've changed, oh, man.
Have you ran across people where you start talking about Planned Parenthood and you say you know what the goal of Planned Parenthood was and you know what Margaret Sanger was about? And even if they ever say, oh, yeah, I know all about it and I'm still for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really? I've run into both kinds, people who did not know. And sometimes, you know, when you talk to some of these people on a one-on-one basis, as opposed to going up against a group and the group think, right? People don't want to be seen as stepping out of the herd, right? They don't want to think that they've been, you know, they're sellouts. But sometimes when you get them on their own, you know, you're able to make that connection. And then, of course, a lot of times, you know, they just stay in denial of it. You were mentioning the school named after that.
The eugenics.
Named after that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Hollywood, man, is the same way. You're familiar with the United Artists?
Yeah.
You know, United Artists, big, you know, production company. And United Artists was, that was founded by D.W. Griffith, the guy who did Birth of a Nation.
Yep.
You know, this movie was a movie to glorify the KKK, you know, it was shown in the White House by the Democrat Woodrow Wilson.
You're so right. Yep.
Yeah, and United Artists is still around.
I don't. This is all lost. You know, they'll look at us and tell us how ignorant and stupid and uneducated we are. And then you throw up something like this to them, and they just look at you like, yeah, okay, so what? What do you mean, so what? You're glorifying the guy that wants to wipe you out.
Absolutely. And you know, with the NAACP, man, that you know, unfortunately, it took the turn that it did, but Republicans were even involved with finding that the NAACP, I think Barry Goldwater was more of a libertarian than he was a conservative. But, you know, Barry Goldwater was involved with the founding of NAACP, as far as I know. And it just took a different turn. But to try to say that Republicans have been against the NAACP and against, you know, what blacks have been trying to do, only in terms of, hey, you have the right to enjoy your God-given rights just as much as anybody else. But Republicans are like, and we'll fight to the death for that. But y'all want special privilege, and you guys want to keep this perpetual victim mentality going, and you condition each other and spellbind each other to this narrative. And look, man, we're not going to pander to that.
No, I won't. I love throwing it back up in their faces. I love throwing back up in their faces. You know, when they talk about things like equal rights, and you and I've had this discussion a million times, but when they talk about the amendments and equal rights and giving the woman the right to vote and freeing the slaves and what have you, you go, okay, who voted for those?
Yeah.
Who actually took the time to vote? As a matter of fact, if you do your homework, I mean, find out who actually did who filibustered the Civil Rights Act. Find out who really pushed against giving women the right to vote, freeing the slaves, civil rights, if you would. They don't want to hear it. They don't, and they don't know the answer.
Yeah.
So I say to them all the time, so how can you say that, you know, Republicans want them to keep slavery when you can't even tell me who voted for it or against it?
Yeah.
Ignorance and going somewhere to happen, ain't it?
Absolutely, man. And with this associating, you know, the police flag, the thin blue line flag, you know, with Nazism and stuff like that. Well, I mean, I'll say this, Joe. I think the police themselves, I don't buy into that whole narrative of, you know, police being the Ku Klux Klan and all that sort of stuff. However, the police, they've done themselves a lot of disservice. One, they need to make it very clear. This stuff where you guys are seeing, you know, all this grievance that you guys have, one is in Democrat-controlled areas. And the police themselves need to say, look, there was a time when, there was police brutality against black people. And those policemen, those were Democrats. They were in the KKK, like Bull Connor, doing these in Democrat-run states, counties, and municipalities. Yes, those were Democrats. The police need to also own up to that they're in a public sector unit. And the police unions, which should not be, the police unions are a revenue-collecting arm for the Democrat Party. The police are. They're pawns for the Democrats, unfortunately. And the police need to denounce the unions and say, man, we need to get out of this, man, because we're being used by the Democrat Party. So the police themselves are doing a lot of disservice, and they set themselves up. I'm not saying that they're inherently racist. I'm just saying that they set themselves up to be used by racists.
I'll give you that. You look at you. You've taught me over a period of time. You know, I was the one that was always screaming, there's no such thing as systemic racism. It doesn't exist. And yada, 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 going down that road. And you taught me to, you know, shut up, stop saying that, because it's not true. and here's the proof. So it's like I always tell people, get informed before you get engaged. I was misinformed. I was still engaging. It was stupid. It was an honest mistake, a mistake nonetheless. And when you put it in the terms you put it in, then it makes all the sense in the world. When you think about who perpetuates racism. I mean, really, truly, if you think about it, if it wasn't for abortion and racism, the Democrat Party would have no platform.
That's right.
Right? They'd have nothing to argue.
Yeah, that's right.
That was their whole argument. And first of all, I don't know how this happened, but there was an ad basically that said the Republicans wanted to kill your kids. And that's the way they put it. What they were talking about is that because we weren't forcing vaccinations, right? You know, that kind of crazy stuff. And then, you know, you heard Joey Biden, right? We that want to put y'all back in chains. Yeah, oh yeah, that's yeah. We were the ones that wanted you there in the first place, right? Okay, got it. So I mean,
right? Hey, but Joe, see, that's why I say, man, that's one of the reasons why, because I hear a lot of Republicans out there, man, they talk about this new Democrat Party, and I'm like, man, this Democrat Party, it's not new. Joe Biden talking about they're going to put y'all back in chains, and you got these Democrats out there, you know, talking about how Republicans are doing this and that. Man, they've been saying that ever since the Confederacy. John Wilkes Booth, the dude who shot Abraham Lincoln, said the same flipping thing. Basically saying, this country ain't for the white, ain't for the Negroes, for the white man. And we know what's better for the Negroes. Basically what John Wilkes Booth is saying, and said Lincoln and the Republicans are out to destroy the Negro. And basically, how so, John? Well, because they won't basically let us have our way with them. They, you know, you can't trust
because
the Negro.
We know, right, because we know what's better for them. We know exactly how to take care of them. We know how much work they need to do a day, you know, the 15-hour work day with no food.
Same stuff, man. It's the same.
But, you know, this. So you and I know at the root of this, it's a spiritual thing, okay?
Yes.
I mean, these people are people that fall in line of blinded. I am amazed at how many in the black and Hispanic community still voted Democrat out of fear, flat-out fear. And I don't know how you turn that around. I know who's blinding them, but I don't know how the Republicans finally get the message out that says, look, you know, frankly, we suck too, but we don't want you in chains, okay? We don't want you married to the government. We want you to be able to live your religious life, or non-religious life, for that matter. You know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
But they have done such a great job at scaring the black and Hispanic community. I don't know how we overcome that.
Oh, man. That's, I tell you what, and there's a way to do it. The Lord has told us how to do it. And I think fear is a word that we want to zero in on, man, if we get to talk about that.
Yes, let's do that on the other side of the break. Joe Bacito, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I tell you all the time, that could be my cousin's kitchen in the morning. Seriously. Always craziness growing up as a kid. I did have to... Yeah, she doesn't listen to the show, so I can tell this story. This is kind of funny. And let me bring him on first, because I know it'll make him giggle, too. The Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Zoe, when I was a kid, teenager in the 70s, and my cousin Vinny, all right, we're an Italian family, I don't know what to tell you. So my cousin Vinny and I were walking down the street in Boston, in the area that I grew up in. And there's this girl in front of us. She's got high heels on. She's got shorts with her little butt cheeks hanging out. She's got the kind of frizzy hair thing going on. And we're making fun of her from the back, right? We're making fun of her. She turns around, and it's my cousin. It's my female cousin. And it's like, holy gee, does your dad know you're out like that? And she said, don't tell him, you can't tell him. I said, no, it doesn't work that way, sweetie. I'm not getting in trouble for you. Not happening, you know.
I bet that was awkward.
Oh, yeah, no kidding, right? And she had to hear what we were saying. But she turned around, the two of us about dropped to our knees like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. That's what happens when you live in a small community. But we even made fun of ourselves. I mean, it's like, stop it. You can't do that. and her boyfriend at the time, his name was, you ready for this one? Knife.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, okay.
Nice. I got to tell your dad that one, too. Let's see how that works out. Get us some popcorn and Pepsi and watch what he does. Anyhow. God bless. All right. Now, see, now I'm giggling. I forgot where I was at. We were talking about the self-loathing people who hate each other or hate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? See, you weren't taking notes, were you? I wasn't either, so I can't yell at you.
Rewind the tape.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Let me get right on that. There you go. But I think part of it was, again, why we were talking about, you know, some of the politics going on right now. You're watching the voting going down. And the Republic, I mean, the Democrats have done a great job of getting the black community, the Hispanic community, to be petrified of Republicans. But it makes absolutely no sense. Because, again, over the years, it's been us that have voted for the rights of women, blacks, Hispanic, I mean, Americans as a whole, not them.
Indeed, man. And fear is the factor. You know, fear is the factor. And Democrats, they know how to capitalize on fear. They use it, you know, as a weapon. And the thing is, and it's funny when you have a lot of black community, which, you know, professes to be Christian. And unfortunately, it's false Christianity. They respond to fear. Their fear is greater than their faith. Even though they go and they talk about it, it's like, but dude, your faith doesn't show in your voting. Your fear does. And the Lord, what is the Lord always saying? Hey, knock it off the fear. Take courage. You know, don't be afraid. Take courage. And they don't vote courageously. They've got this weird kind of courage when it comes to demanding things that are wrong. You know, and I think it's interesting that the Lord, you know, fear is such a big factor that the Lord even says, you know, the word says that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, fear is at the root of our making. You know, and the Lord's like, yeah, you were made with that, but I need you to give up your fear. I need you to give up the thing that you were made with. Give it to me so I can endow you with faith. You know, but we don't see that with Democrat voters, man.
No, when you have real about you fear. Have, in my mind, when you have real faith, the mm-hmm. fear moves aside.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, at least that's how I see it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah. To your point, again, I know it sounds like I'm beating on the Democrats, but I am to a big degree only because it seems to be prevalent in the Democrat Party where you have, quote-unquote, Christians mm-hmm. that are voting for, you know, abortion, voting for same-sex marriage, voting to keep God out of schools, and, you know, all the things that the Bible's 180 degrees against.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be voting for in masses.
Yeah. Yeah. And Paul talks a lot about this, man. Paul is like, hey, we got an issue of some false Christianity going on here. You know, and it's weird because these same people will tell you that you're not supposed to judge. And if a person claims to be a Christian and you're just supposed to accept it. And the word of God's like, no, I never said anything like that. You actually have to vet people. You got to have the discernment about who's legit and who ain't. Yeah, we're supposed to have that discernment.
Yeah, well, you're funny. You and I have talked about that a lot, too. Our brothers and sisters in Christ, you say, we're not supposed to judge. I go, yes, you are supposed to judge.
Mm-hmm.
You are supposed to do the right thing. You aren't supposed to hang around with darkness. And, mm-hmm. and you know, now you have to get, now you get in these stupid discussions as, what is darkness? What is a lie? When you get, when somebody starts questioning those things, you know they really don't care about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know what a lie is, you got some serious brain damage going on.
Yeah, yeah. The word tells us, man. That's what it's going to be like. You know, woe to those who don't know the bitter from the sweet and the light and the dark. You know, it's weird. And man, it's like you look around, Joe, and it's like, man, it's almost like a supernatural. And I hate using the word stupid, man. I really do. I hate using the word stupid. But you look at it, it's like, man, it's a supernatural kind of stupid going on.
Yeah.
It's like, man, how do you look at that? And not realize that that is a lie, and how do you not realize that that is the truth? And it's like, man, you under a spell or something.
Yeah. How about this? I heard a pastor, he went over this pretty fast. I wish he would have gone slower with it. But he was talking about abortion. He was talking about the things that God has created. You know, you Christians, you look at a tree and say, oh, my God, God's creation is so pretty. You look at the cloud. You know what I'm saying? You go through all these things in the mountains, and you go, God, man, you do good work kind of thing. The Bible specifically says, God says that he made you. He created you in your mom's womb. He formed you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to rip that apart? You got the guts to take God's creation, artwork, and rip it up?
Man.
I don't know any way to put it.
Right, and I don't even know if that's an issue. That's not guts, man. That's gutless, really. You know, it's where there's. But if we talk about fear, though, right, Joe? Why do they do it? They do it because they're too afraid. They want to act like that they can take on the whole, you know, world or save the world, take on man to protect the world. It's like this superpower to be able to save the planet and all that sort of stuff and conquer. But their whole world can be destroyed by a baby, you know. And so they got to kill that kid. That's total cowardice, you know. But we were saying, it's like, how do you guys, when you're faced with the truth of this, just totally deny that this is true and make up your own narrative? Fear, man. Fear makes you do some ignorant stuff, man.
I talked to the executive director for one of those care pregnancy centers. Crisis pregnancy centers. They're Christian-based, obviously. And she said that's the biggest problem she has when the girls go in there. They are petrified. They're afraid to get in the front of their house. They're afraid that their parents aren't going to love them anymore. They're afraid that they're just, you know, they're like pieces of crap and because they've done something so bad and so terrible. And it's like, whoa, 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 back up. And she said most of the time, if she can get them past the fear, they'll have the children.
Yeah.
So you're right. You're 100% right on when you say it's fear that makes us do stupid things. It's fear that makes us act like fools. Right? I mean...
Right?
Absolutely. David and Goliath. Yeah, yes. All the warriors.
Right. And the irony is, man, it's like, okay, young lady, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Well, if my parents found out about this, they'd kill me. And it's like, really? Well, as it is right now, you're the parent. And you're here to kill your kid. So, don't go down that road.
But, you know, you'd have to look at them and really, really, your parents will physically kill you. Is that what you really believe that? You really believe that, you know, if you actually sat down and had a one-on-one with them, and I'm sure they do at those centers, and you walk them through some of this stuff, they'd have to stop and go, yeah, okay, I've done some really bad stuff. I'm still here. You know? Well, again, just amazing. Somebody very smart in the chat room just said that Dems have never changed who they are. They just decided to start using black people from the 60s forward. And I think she's right. I think they latch on to something. Again, the downtrodden, the people that we've always oppressed. We have to help the people we've always oppressed. I mean, look what they're doing in San Francisco. If you're a professing transgender, now you get $1,200 a month to live on. Because transgenders can't get jobs as easy as everybody else. And I'm sure $1,200 in San Francisco will go a long way to feed your drug habit, but...
Sure, sure. And if I may add to what our viewer has said that about the Democrats using blacks from the 60s forward, yeah, and that includes the 1860s. They've been using black folks for a long time. It's like even in terms of like enumeration, you know, it's blacks were used to up the votes in the census. You know, because it's like you count them so many different ways. Like there's a debate on, hey, listen, you can't be using your slaves to put in a census to get more representation because you have to either decide are they property or are they people. You can't be considering them property and then counting them for your census. You know, so this mindset's been using black folks for a long time.
I have brought this up, and inevitably a black person will look at me and say, it's because the white folks didn't want us to count as one person. I go, no, you idiot. Are you listening to me? Okay. And they don't want to hear it. They've been taught the other thing for so long, it's all that they believe. Okay, how do people find your fine music, find you, and get with the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study?
Oh, man, thank you. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Y'all can check out Zoloft, Zopium Den, Sledge X. We've got Soul Food Radio coming back to you.
Yep. Always a pleasure, Joe. Have a great rest of the night. Give your lovely wife a hug from the Messina family. Joe Messina, your host.
All right.
A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be back in just a little bit.